He's from Shreveport. He's pre-filed a bill, House Bill 6, that creates the crime of aggressive driving that would send to jail speeders, drivers following too closely, turning without signaling, or performing any of a dozen more poor driving habits. Good morning, Representative.
Good morning. How are you?
Thanks. I'm well, sir.
The opportunity to be with you.
And thank you for taking the time to be with us. Tell me about this bill and what was the impetus, the catalyst, if you will, for you filing it?
Well, look, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has been tracking what we call road rage incidents for a number of years now. And what this bill is proposing to do is to catch the behavior of aggressive driving. And let me explain quickly what we mean by aggressive driving, okay? Aggressive driving is a person who combination of moving traffic offenses in the same driving experience in a manner that endangers other persons who are on the road. I say that because we're not trying to attract those people who find themselves in a little bit of an occasional rush. We're looking for those people who become annoyed on the roadway. They began to speed. They began to follow too closely, cut in and out of traffic, all in that same driving experience, and they do it with a total disregard for the safety of other people that are on the roadway.
I think aggressive driving is kind of like the Supreme Court's definition of pornography. It's kind of hard to describe or codify, but we all know it when we see it, right?
I would agree with that, and it's becoming a very dangerous situation because it leads to people sometimes getting out of their cars, getting into physical altercations with one another, or even worse, they use their cars in a manner like it's a weapon, and that leads to injury. In some instances, it has led to death. So what we want to try to do now is catch the behavior before it gets to that level, and that's what this proposed bill would do.
So
it is a misdemeanor. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I want to explain. It's a misdemeanor offense, $500 fine, up to 6 months in jail on a first offense. Probation is available. You will have to participate in a drive improvement school. But the teeth that we're putting into this is that your license can be suspended for 6 months. The judge, in his or her discretion, can give you restricted driving privileges if you need to drive for your job.
Is this different than reckless driving that's already on the books?
Now, that's the reason we are trying to propose this bill. We have reckless driving, but it has no teeth in it. And many of the prosecutors only use that generally to let people plea out from other crimes. We have felony offenses now where if someone drives their vehicle and causes a serious injury or death. But what we're trying to do is put a law in the books now that will catch the behavior before it gets to that level and hopefully encourage that person not to participate in aggressive driving.
And what I mentioned before about codifying it and making it a law, and we all see it, we know when we see it, but in terms of putting word to paper, it's kind of hard. I mean, would this be a time limit thing, Representative? If they committed so many actions within a period of time, or if the law enforcement officer saw them, or if somebody reported them, how would that work?
Yeah, we contemplate that this is going to be seen by a law enforcement officer who also now have the cameras in their vehicles, or by citizens. If we are living in the age of cell phone cameras and multiple citizens that see the same activity. Basically, what happens here is that it has to be a combination of driving offenses that happen in the same driving experience. Let's say the person is driving down the roadway. They become annoyed with the flow of traffic. They begin to speed up, follow too closely on other vehicles. They begin to cut in and out of lanes or run around the wrong side of vehicles, disregarding the traffic signals. Officer sees this, other citizen sees this. That person is stopped, then that officer can charge this person with aggressive driving. If the officer feels that a physical arrest needs to take place there at the scene to prevent further danger, he or she can do that, or they can issue them a summons to appear in court.
Thank you, Representative. Anything you want to add before we let you go?
Well, look, I hope that we could get some favorable response from the public. Thus far, there has been favor on it. If we could save some lives out here on the roadway, I think it's a good thing and that we all need to get behind it and try to make sure that we don't want people out there driving in a manner that's going to kill or hurt someone. This law here will address the behavior before it gets to that level.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again as this makes its way through the legislature.
Thanks again.
You have a good day. All right, so 260-1870.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.